Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to join me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday on how to ask and receive from God. Prayer is our lifeline, our communication, our relationship with the Lord. And I'm going to be sharing some really wonderful scriptures that will stir your faith and increase your confidence that God has a great desire to see you blessed, to see you fulfilled, to see you walk in His righteousness. And His word is true. That's why He's given us His word. In fact, remember when Pilate asked Jesus, he said, "What is truth?" And of course, we know from the Word of God that the Word tells us that Thy Word, O Lord, is truth. And so it is important, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, that passage in James 1, verses 5 through 8, that God gives generously, He gives liberally to every man. He doesn't play favorites. He doesn't rebuke us for asking. If we need wisdom, he doesn't chide us. He doesn't make us feel foolish for asking. But we are to ask in faith. We're not to be like a double-minded man who is compared to a wave of a sea driven to and fro just depending how the wind blows. We can't be unstable. We can't say one thing one moment and then turn around the next moment and disqualify what we've just said by unbelief. God wants to see you fulfilled. He wants you to know that He is answering your prayer. Now, we have to understand there are dynamics involved in the art of prayer. Praise God. I guess I just made that up, but in a sense, it really is an art. It's a way of really learning how to effectively come before your Father in heaven, because it says we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find grace to help in the time of need. And thank God, because when Jesus died, that veil of the temple was rent, indicating there was a barrier to the holy place under the old covenant. But Jesus rent that, so now under the new covenant, we can come into that place of intimacy, which was allowed only once a year by the high priest of Israel. So if you can get an answer to prayer once in a while, then you can get an answer every time you pray. But there are conditions, there are dynamics, such as being patient and holding fast to what God has promised. Anything, beloved, that God has promised in His Word is lawful for you to pray for. All of His promised blessings are available to you. And what is prayer? It's simply an offering up of our needs and our desires for the lawful things and required things that we need in our lives that are promised by God. And we can pray in humble confidence that we will obtain and receive them through Jesus for God's glory and for our good in matters that are beyond our power. That's, you know, in prayer, we can be, if we're self-sufficient, independent, there's a lot we can do for ourselves on our own, but some things are absolutely impossible. And so it takes God's power, it takes God's intervention in our lives. Prayer is our personal appeal to a very personal and present God. God bases answered prayer upon His will and upon His word for all of our lawful desires. It is cooperation with God's willingness to manifest His goodness to all who have faith in Him and depend upon Him for help. And beloved, whereas I know independence and self-reliance is a valued attribute in the world, beloved, as far as Christianity, as far as the household of faith, what is far more desirable and even required is that of dependence. We depend on God. Faith is simply asking and receiving from God. Scripture tells us that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And if He hears us, John tells us, we'll have the petitions that we have desired of Him. The true basis for prayer and its answer, of course, is involved in relationship. We have to be born again. We have to have right relationship to God. I don't know the scripture reference right now, but it does say, I think, in the Psalms, that if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. However, the psalmist goes on to say, but verily God hath heard me. Praise God. So only people who are truly saved have the right to ask and receive anything that they want from God. Sinners or backsliders who rebel and refuse to surrender their lives to God and become reconciled to Him, well, they have no true ground of approach to God. They have no foundation for their faith. However, certainly you understand, and because of God's goodness and mercy, many times in His mercy, when sinners cry out and to God, they may not even believe in Him, but He hears their desperate cry for help. And obviously, in terms of the covenant, He's not obligated to do for them what He has promised until they obey Him. However, in His mercy, He will answer prayer. I know the first prayer I ever prayed is, God, if You're real, make Yourself real to me. Well, that wasn't really an asking Jesus at that point to come into my heart, but that was the first prayer I prayed. I said, you know, I had come from a Christian upbringing, but for 10 years I'd been out in the world, transitioned basically from an atheist to an agnostic. I knew there were some forces out there, but I didn't really believe in a personal God. And so that first prayer, even though I was a sinner, I said, God, make Yourself real to me. Let me know this Christianity stuff is really valid. It's that it's right. And of course, He proceeded in ways that would be very obvious and evident to me that he was real. And of course, then I could make those baby steps coming to Him and asking Jesus to come into my heart. The Apostle Paul said, it's the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of God leadeth to repentance, and God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 2, 4, as well as 5 and 8. Beloved, the first promise that a sinner can legally claim through the death of Christ is that of forgiveness of and cleansing from sin. And if a sinner truly repents and turns from sin to righteousness and gets born again, then immediately that individual is on praying grounds for anything else that God has promised to man. So a right relationship to God is the first and the most important and the true ground of asking and receiving. Let me now share some scriptures with you that assure us of what I've been saying, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 11, Jesus reminds us of our own human nature. He said, if that ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts to them that ask Him? And then in the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 13, I'm going to read that because Jesus was giving a parable. He was giving some teaching, and he said, "And it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And of course, he gave the Lord's, what we call the Lord's Prayer. "When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is come in his journey to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise and give thee. Jesus says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he's his friend, yet because of his importunity, his emergency, he'll rise and give him as much as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." And he goes on to say, if you're Would a father give son, if he asked bread, would he give him a stone? Or would he give him, if he asked for a fish, give a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Well, my time has flown by, and we're just laying a foundation on how to ask and receive from God. It's so important. And some of you listening, you've been discouraged because you haven't seen prayer answered. So I'm hoping the Holy Spirit will ignite your faith, and you will have greater understanding of how to approach the Lord with confidence, with faith, with trust, knowing that He is going to answer your prayer. Praise God. In the moments that remain, I do want to encourage you, as the announcer gives our information, how to write or contact us, to send your prayer requests. And also, we still have available those devotional meditations for the believer, a little booklet that will bless and encourage your heart of prophetic words. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.